Almeen, the greatest mystic of our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. To find out more about Almeen and her work for the Mother Goddess of All Life, visit spiritualjourneys.com. As a Toltec Nagual, Almeen leads a life dedicated to setting others free from illusion, and her insights into cosmology and man's role in the macrocosm are undeniably groundbreaking. Sunday nights at 8:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, tune into Windows into Eternity for the most cutting-edge discussion of ascension one can find.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host this evening for Spiritual Hollywood, and I want to say thank you and lots of gratitude to Don Newsom over at bbsradio.com and Seth and the crew over there. I have a very special treat this evening. I have the dynamic Paulette Slater coming on as my guest, who is a seminar leader for the PAX programs. And if you would like to pull up that website, it's www.understandmen.com. That's www.understandmen.com. And just check out all the wonderful things that they have going on over there. I could be a poster child for this work because it has completely transformed my relationship with myself, with men, and with women. And that includes my own son. So it's not all about just romance. It's about everyone, getting along with everyone. So I'm going to take this opportunity now to give you a little bit of background about Paulette. She's a wonderful, dynamic woman who you're going to enjoy a lot. And she is a senior team member of the New York City Celebrating Men community. She leads Making Sense of Men and Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, educational seminars, and weekend workshops for women, which transforms the way they relate to men. Paulette is a native New Yorker who worked at the New York Stock Exchange for 38 years before retiring. Now, I got to tell you, that's a lot of testosterone for a lady to work around. And Paulette now dedicates her time to inspiring women to realize powerful, satisfying relationships with all of the men in their lives. And she joined the PAX programs family in year 2002 and in her first workshop realized that the information provided a new and empowering understanding of her male-dominated work environment. Amen to that, and a woman. As Paulette attended more workshops, she saw an astonishing impact on her life and became passionate about getting that information out to her friends, family, and other women so that they could benefit and heal as well. And participants often remark, including this participant, because Paulette led a seminar called Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, and it was my very first experience at PAC. She has a very unique style, and she's full of love and fun, and she's the greatest queen that I have probably ever met besides Alison Armstrong, who created this work. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Paulette Slater. Hello, yeah. Paulette.
Hello, Katie, and thank you so much. What an introduction.
Well,
it's
you.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, and I want to invite anybody who would like to call in this evening. I'll just give out those phone numbers. Toll free, you can call 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. only. Toll free, 888-815-9756 in Canada only. And the direct line there is 530-876-3222. So, Paulette, how's it going over there? You're in New York right now?
I am in New York right now, yes. And although the weather is cool, it is absolutely beautiful. We had a sunny day.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We did here as well. It's been absolutely fantastic. So I'm real excited to have our listeners hear your journey in the 38 years in the stock market, working with all of those wonderful men, and how that all occurred for you and what your challenges were before you found the PAX programs and how you saw your transformation take place as you learned all about what men were really thinking and what they really needed and who they really were and who you really are and what you really needed and how to best negotiate those slippery slopes in the stock market.
Well, you know, to start with, Katie, I'd like to say that any corporate workplace, in most workplaces, it's really a masculine paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea whatsoever what that really meant. You know, as a woman, you often don't think of yourself acting like a man.
Mm-hmm.
But in that particular workplace, that's what happens to us. And for years and years, I went along and doing the best I can. Sometimes you have adversarial connections, and sometimes they're just absolutely wonderful. And so one day you kind of look up and say, can it get better? Can you do better? I often tease, as you know, the participants of Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. I often tell them, well, you know, I worked for 38 years in the financial district at the New York Stock Exchange. And it was so interesting because it was raining men. But I wasn't always singing hallelujah.
Right.
Right. So often, you know, you're not sure just what to do or how to make things better or why you're getting such an incredible reaction from men sometimes, and at other times you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So PAX came along, you know, I was at the exchange for quite some time, I think about 35 years. And you know how you sit down and you meditate and you sort of just want to check in with yourself and you say out loud, I really would like to understand men better. I really want to have better partnerships, whether it be in the work environment, romantic, even family.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden someone gave me a PAX brochure. You know, it was so interesting, Katie, because when I put the brochure in my hand, I knew immediately I needed to take this workshop.
Right.
And I went flying to do it. And when I took it, I was just, my mouth continued to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's had such a dramatic change at work that I began to have a passion for, but this could help so many people. There's so many women that could really, really use this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting how everything shifts gears just by beginning, holding a place of understanding men a little better, whether
right.
they be in the workforce, your family, or otherwise.
Right, right. And, you know, I know for myself, Paulette, before I took the seminar with you, and you were my first experience of a seminar leader for the PAX programs, and you were just delightful. And the way... The way you lead the course is very unique and wonderful and fun, and it takes serious topics where we're, as women, we're sitting in there and we're going, oh my gosh, oh, I didn't know I was acting like that, or I didn't know I was doing that, oh my gosh, because you really turn the lights on for us and show us that, you know, the way we were showing up in our lives in relationship with men was not the most empowering or healthy way to show up because we really didn't know any better. But you really helped us to feel better about those aha moments where we, you know, wanted to kick ourselves for not knowing more than we knew at the time in relationship with men. So you've got a real gift.
Thank you. Thank you. It helped me tremendously. And what I actually found out is that you have a set of rules in the work environment that determines what you can and can't, what can and what can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I never realized that we as women could do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as women, one of our chief assets is dealing with this in an incredible way that we can adapt. We adapt very, very easily to things.
Mm-hmm.
But it has its own side effects. So what I found out in that environment, that if you put a woman in a masculine paradigm, we're going to become very masculine.
Oh, yeah.
We get into that, I'm going to survive, I'm going to win. We compete just like any man.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that one day someone came by and said, you know, you're rather dominant. And I didn't know what that meant.
Mm.
I couldn't understand that. And in a work relationship, you know, a man will compete or do battle with us as women,
mm-hmm.
just like he would any other man. So I began to pay attention once I took the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women workshop. I went back to work and I began to pay attention to how I was being,
mm-hmm.
how I was using my, you know, with all masculine and feminine. So was I using more of my masculine energies in that environment? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how I needed to make an adjustment and become more feminine. and using both, because, you know, as you know, there's really nothing wrong, nothing right or wrong about using either.
Mm-hmm.
And in many situations, the most effective, it may be the most effective way for us to be as masculine in that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, doing Celebrating Men helped me really understand the dynamics between the two, so I would better be able to take a look at the effects on my relationships, the interactions I was having with men, not only in the workforce, but also in my personal life.
Right.
So it's really very, very interesting how things change. One of the things I'd like to tell you is that, and I know you know this story, you happen to enjoy it very well.
Mm-hmm.
When being in the workforce, we had young men come in, and they were all about getting trained, and they had a lot of incredible new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was, I was in a position of being a director there and setting, working with individuals, and we wanted to, like, set up a website. But, you know, as when you're setting those websites up, you actually have to have someone come in and do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of people that worked in that area, but for some reason, I wasn't doing very well in the communication department.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, when working with men in communication, it's an area where women have a lot of problems and a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
What really, really worked well for me is just understanding men from the workshop and then taking that back in the workforce. Because as I told you, if you can imagine not getting along with people and then all of a sudden you have a weekend workshop, and then suddenly you go in on a Monday morning and the world looks differently.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I know when we were taking your course, for myself, when I went out into the world even to Trader Joe's to get some groceries, and the male cashier was doing his regular job, just doing his regular thing, and I approached him completely differently than I would have before I got this information, and he lit up like fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
When I just appreciated him, and he did something nice for me, and I told him that he saved me and that he was my hero, and he's like, really? Really? I said, yeah, I really appreciate that you're doing this job. Thank you. You helped me so much. And it made a difference in his life, and it made a difference in mine, because there's a lot of power in that. And I suppose that if it was used improperly, it wouldn't be a good thing to do, but you know, assuming that everybody has good intentions, it can be a very powerful thing to just start appreciating men in a different way. And you do get the results. You do get a great response, because men are providers and they just really want to be appreciated for that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I never realized in the work environment how important that is as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted someone to set things up for me on a website, and I wasn't getting through to him.
Mm-hmm.
And after taking the workshop, I happened to go back to work that Monday where he was doing a presentation with some of the information that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, beforehand, he wasn't completing my projects. He was completing the projects for other people. I felt he didn't like me, but it was nothing like that at all, Katie. It was just amazing. So I went into a staff meeting, and there are about 15 people, men and women, in the room, and I looked at this presentation that he was presenting, and all of a sudden, at the end of it, everyone's talking, great job, how wonderful. He turned around and he said to me, well, Paulette, what do you think about this? I held my breath for a moment,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I'm not sure in my head what to say, because usually we get into, you know, a little bit of adversarial conversation once that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I had just come from the workshop, and I said, thank you, God, this is the right direction to go, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took a breath, and I used what we call Manglish, which means talking to him and using words and languages that a man understands, because they use them themselves.
Right.
And I explained to him how much I appreciate it. The work that he had done and the, you know, how much he had provided, because it would save us so much time and getting to our customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned around and say, this is great. It makes me happy. And he just exploded. He exploded. He smiled from ear to ear and he says, oh my goodness, I made you happy. And I was like, yes.
Mm.
And from that moment on, I had an ally.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. When we begin to understand them and appreciate them on a deeper level, what happens?
Well, what you did, it sounds like to me, Paulette, is you helped this man go from human animal to human spirit because you were modeling that for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a huge difference. And this can work with any person in our life, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that happens, Katie, as you know, you've taken the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women workshop,
mm-hmm.
and you know that it's our core program where we help women to begin to understand men at a level that is very basic, very easy to take in, and it works. It's
yeah.
very, very clear guidelines on what is happening in your life, and we give you a balance. This is how, as a woman, you would react to this, and this is where a man is coming from it with it. And we begin to understand that there's just certain things about men that are hardwired. You
mm-hmm.
know, women are famous for wanting to change a man.
Mm-hmm.
I often laugh because sometimes our mentality gets to, okay, I want to get a man, I want to find a partner, I want him to do what I want him to do.
Yeah,
we
right.
want to fix them all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the workshop does, it shows you this is who he is. He's not a hairy woman.
Now, that was a revelation. Totally. Because, you know, there's a term that PAX Programs uses, and that's frog farmer. And I realized that I had been a frog farmer. I would take a prince and turn him into a frog just by the way that I was listening to him or not listening to him and not knowing that I was doing that. I didn't know. And I found myself constantly forgiving myself over and over and over as I'm sitting in the seminar because my lights were getting turned on as to how I was showing up with the men that I had known in my life and even my own son. And I didn't know. I had no idea that men were hardwired a certain way until I got this information from Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. And the other half of that seminar is not, you know, it's Celebrating Men, yes, but it's also Satisfying Women. And I truly did redefine my relationship with myself, with women and men in that weekend, and went on to do the other courses as well. I think I'm doing the world tour, and the Celebrating Men in Marriage is my final one in the fast track.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I got the best sacred partner on the planet, besides yours, of course. I know that you love your guy, too, but I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man in my life, someone you know, John Steller, and
yeah.
I don't know if I should tell you this or not.
Oh, please do.
Paulette, thanks for what you're doing on the East Coast.
Oh, John, I'm so excited.
Great to hear you.
How nice to hear you.
Yeah.
Tell her what you're doing.
I'm rubbing my beloved's feet while you're being interviewed.
Oh, but isn't that so incredible? And women need to hear that men love doing things for us. What an incredible way to provide something for Katie.
Yeah, and she's happy.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes her happy.
I'm
you know, most of us don't know that men want to make us happy.
Yeah, totally. And you know, I'm letting him make me happy and letting him contribute to me and provide for me, and I'm appreciating it, and I'm saying thank you, and he's my king, and I'm his queen, and that's just the way it is. And we're constantly setting each other up to win, and always looking to upgrade the way we communicate, and we call it an upward spiral.
It is an upward spiral, absolutely.
Yeah, we believe this is possible for everybody.
It is. It is. You know, often, which is very, very interesting, women often say, but why do I have to do all of this work? And it has to start somewhere, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I would like to have control of the fact that not every man that I'm going to meet may want to take a program.
Right.
But if I take the program, how wonderful and beautiful the world is, and I can really navigate through it, understanding, and for the first time in my life, truly appreciating and loving men. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's a brand new paradigm. And I believe that this is something, once this work, the PAX programs, and, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm doing an infomercial, but I'm just so excited about what's possible by seeing to it that the world knows about this and knows what's available and can choose for themselves. Are they tired of having it not work out? And are they willing to go the extra mile as nurturers we women are, you know? So it's quite natural for us to want to take the first step and do the seminar because men aren't really wired that way. Some men are, but not most. And as women, we are nurturers. And for me, to take these seminars was a natural next step for me because I was not happy with the way my life was working out in relationship with men up until this time. And the minute I finished the course that I met you in, my relationship with my own son transformed, and I was able to understand that he can't read my mind, and he's not going to know what I need him to do unless I state my feelings to him. And I did that, and he started listening, and he thanked me, and we have a lot better communication today because of that. So this work is really about just opening up communication with everybody and understanding yourself most of all, and that there's really nowhere to get and nothing to prove, just come from love.
Absolutely. And there's so much that's going on that we don't understand, that we can understand. And if I can say this for a moment, for instance, in the work environment, I used to have a habit when I needed something, I'll run to that person's office and I'll immediately bust through the door, I'll start chatting, and they used to have a habit of cutting me off. And I was like, but I really need this, and they, well, I'll get back to you. And it would send, you know, flares up.
Right.
Really send the flares up. Mm-hmm. And when I learned that men are single focus, it just totally changed everything for me.
Right.
Because I realized that, well, I'm going in there, busting through, interrupting them, and demanding their time. And just by reflecting on that and changing the way I did it, what a world of difference it made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went in there appreciating that they're so focused on something they don't want to be disturbed, and I would actually just say, you know, sorry I'm interrupting you, but I need a little bit of your time. And it was amazing, from having to wait a day sometime for feedback till a person just looking up at me, and he would say, oh, I'm into something right now, but I'll get back to your office in about 10, 15 minutes. Is that okay with you? And I'll say, sure. You know, just by appreciating them as being a man in that environment and that they're single focus, it got me so much further than the tactics I was using of just, all right, I need this and I need it now. It's amazing how it changes you and your appreciation for yourself, for the men that walk around in your office and in your environment. It's amazing.
Right, and that was another big point that I didn't mention, so I'm glad you brought up the single focus point, because if we don't know that about men, and we're constantly expecting them to be a hairy woman, which is have that diffuse awareness where they're multitaskers maximus, which they're not wired to do. But we, like you said, if we treat them like they're a hairy woman, meaning, why aren't you multitasking like I am? Why aren't you able to do 9 things at once? Why can't you feed the baby, cook the dinner, and pay the bills all at the same heartbeat? Why can't you do that? And we don't know that men are really single-focused, and when we understand that, then we can relate to them much better. And, you know, it really makes a big difference when you say, excuse me if I'm interrupting you right now. When would be a good time to have this discussion, or I need something, or, you know, but to always say, excuse me if I'm interrupting you, because generally they really are deeply involved in something, one thing. And, you know, a lot of times they can have diffuse awareness also, and that's all well and good, but it's just not the way they're wired.
No, it's not the way they're wired also. And, you know, also what's interesting here, Katie, is that if a woman is really authoritative and very demanding, it makes her very masculine. And
mm-hmm.
that's not healthy for us as women, because the side effects of that is that we'll start attracting men that are weak, wounded, or less masculine. And then, of course, we're going to have predictable complaints about that.
Mm-hmm.
I find through the work with PACS that there's an understanding, and it's really, really very clear. I can see it now in my life, is that masculine, healthy men want to be around women that are very feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to attract a strong, healthy man, we need to pay more attention to our femininity. How we're acting, and that acting in ways of being shifts, of course, with us from the work environment to the home environment in a romantic relationship, but not so much that we should be masculine all the time, because it's not healthy either.
Right. Well, if I may say for myself, I didn't realize that that I was showing up that way with men. I wasn't dating for a couple of years, and I was, you know, being a business owner. Women who, you know, have to be independent and take responsibility for everything, and having been a single mom really set me up for this, is to take care of everything myself. I had become, you know, men are hunters and women are gatherers.
Yes.
So being that men are hunters, if a woman occurs as a hunter, like, you know, has to take care of everything, then hunters don't ask out other hunters. And when I got that distinction, I was like, whoa. And my sweetie, John Steller, gave me my first seminar, and I read the book Keys to the Kingdom that Allison wrote, and in there I realized that I had become a hunter. And I also realized that I was the best man I knew until I met John. He made me want to be a woman again. So I completely put down my sword and gave up my right to emasculate men for the rest of my life in the seminar with you. So thank you for that.
You are so welcome. And I remember the first time I took the seminar and I put down my sword as well. You know, the most incredible thing is that men notice. They don't know what it is, but they just know all of a sudden that you are approachable. It is amazing what happens.
Well, they
it's
can,
like everything shifts in your aura and a new world is
right,
there.
Right, and they can take their hands off of their private parts and stop protecting themselves. You know what I mean.
Absolutely, absolutely I do.
Oh. So that, you know, they do feel a lot more relaxed when they're able to do that,
mm-hmm.
when they're able to stop protecting their family jewels. So when is your next seminar, and where is that going to be?
Well, coming up in New York, and oh, first, I'm very excited about this. Allison is completing now the final touches on another book called Making Sense of Men.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we have an intro program, Making Sense of Men. And the next one in New York is February 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at the New York Millennium Hotel
mm-hmm.
at the UN Plaza. It's on 44th and 1st, and it starts at 6:30 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And people, all they have to do, they can come if they're not registered, but it's always best for them to register online and then let us know how many friends they're going to be. This way we're prepared and we have enough seating and things of that nature.
Right.
But I love Making Sense of Men because it's just a fun way to be introduced to our program.
Well, not only that, just for that one free taste of what you're going to get, your life can be altered forever just by going to that.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
Yes, and it's rich with information, and it's Making Sense of Men. You really get a handle on what you're about to step into by the, what is it, 2 or 3 hour presentation.
Yeah, because we tell you the top 4 qualities that will have men be attracted to you, and you can keep them attracted forever. And these are things that are innate about women. We don't have to really build them up. Although, I will say that there are our 4 top qualities. Women, as a rule, generally have 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the 4th one they usually have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of how it works. And very few women can believe that self-confidence is the number one thing that a man will say a woman needs to have.
Right.
And they'll talk around it until they finally just get to the fact that, well, she needs to be real,
mm-hmm.
you know, real meaning authentic, but
mm-hmm.
Very important that she has self-confidence.
Yes.
And that's really about you knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we tend to worry about our presence, you know, whether I'm heavy, whether
mm-hmm.
I'm too thin. You know, weight is a big thing with us, and it keeps us kind of hanging out of our bodies instead of in our body,
mm-hmm.
which keeps us dragging around, which hurts self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes how we're relating to men hurts our self-esteem, and that will also keep us hanging out of our body.
Yeah, and the way we're relating to men sometimes, before we get conscious about what it is that we're doing, and we see the results that gets, it makes us sometimes feel like there's something wrong with us and we don't want to try anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's not the truth. That's not what's going on. It's just a matter of understanding each other and what the other person needs and how to listen. And I know that what I learned in the seminars, too, is when I learned how to listen better,
mm-hmm.
Men really love to talk when you listen.
Oh, do they?
It's when you interrupt that they feel like their opinion doesn't matter, and their opinion is their identity, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, a large part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really interested in their opinion, then they'll talk to you about anything, and they'll just keep talking to you until their basket is empty.
Yes.
I mean, I actually get Meadow reports, and I'm very thrilled about that. And a Meadow report is, if you'd like to tell everybody.
Well, one of the things, let me say this, that what I love about listening to men is that women don't really appreciate it or understand it because they think that men tend to go on and on and on. But the real truth of the matter is that we don't pay attention to anything that's not about us. Now, if they're not talking about us, then, you know, we don't really want to listen. Mm-hmm. But what I'd like to say that would be very, very helpful here is that listening is important. And one of the things is that men, when you ask them a question, you know how we interrupt right away if we think that they're not responding? We think they're stupid, really, mm-hmm. and that they don't know how to answer the question. So we throw another question on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what's taking place is that a man goes very, very deep into what we call the well so that he can come up with a response for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could see the well at different levels, all right, so the bucket goes down the first level, he's just going to tell you, okay, answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
And if we stop interrupting them, they actually go down. We tell everybody, put duct tape over your mouth. You know, don't say anything after he responds. He goes down to the second level, the second buckle.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes up with more information. But the beauty of this is, if he goes down to the third level, the third bucket, he comes up with such incredible information, but in that moment, the information that he comes up with, it's like you're looking at a man's soul. And whenever you see a man's soul, you begin to see the beauty of who men are, who we're sharing this planet with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such an incredible, incredible way of being with them and sharing with them. And once that happens to a woman, it alters the way she responds to him.
Mm-hmm.
It changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of women sit and say, well, again, what does that have to do with me? Why would I want to see a man's soul? But it's key and it's critical to finding a partner.
It is. It
you
is.
Know?
And I don't think I could have a sacred partnership without seeing a man's soul. I need that to find out who my God-intended partner is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a term that John coined this evening, God-intended partner. And I like it very much. So, what seminars might you like to lead at another time, Paulette? Are you planning to just lead the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women seminars always, or did you want to start leading some of the other seminars that are available?
Actually, this year I will be working on learning Celebrating Men in Sex.
Ah.
And I'm just so excited about it. Spirit told me that it's kind of like the journey that your soul has taken over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we reincarnate and then reincarnate. And I have gone so far from one end of the spectrum and now back to the other and being in spirit and light in this lifetime. As I'm talking to women about celebrating men and sex, and you know that's an area where our ego, our ideal self gets hurt.
Right.
You know, the ideal woman just attacks us in that arena, and it's very, very difficult for a lot of women to understand the dynamics of what's taking place there because they don't understand men when it comes to sex.
Right.
So teaching that for me is just very, very exciting, and it's very, very exciting just looking at what I have to offer from the base of understanding, you know, just where we have been in our lifetimes. And
mm-hmm.
everybody has had lifetimes where there were a lot of pain. And coming into Celebrating Men and Sex and truly beginning to undersee that men really want to make us happy, and they want to make us happy in the area of sex. And not only that, we need to really get into our bodies because they want to celebrate with us in the body we're in now, not in the one we're planning to have somewhere down the line.
Right.
And us not being able to accept our bodies and how beautiful we are, it's a negative in a sense of the way man really relates to us with Celebrating Men and Sex because they just don't understand
mm-hmm.
why we can't appreciate the beautiful beings that we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just very, very excited, and there's so much more to say about Celebrating Men and Sex because we have all kinds of topics that I'm going to be learning and how to best convey that with our participants and share it. And I want to share it from a level of my heart, and I'm just truly excited about going in that direction.
Yeah, and I think that you were born to lead that kind of seminar because I got a great deal out of your sharing about your personal experience in that seminar for yourself, and it really touched and inspired me to go take that seminar myself. And when I did realize that Men like every freckle on our body. They like our elbows. They like those funny little things about us that we don't like about ourselves. They can't imagine life without those little idiosyncrasies that we have. And, you know, you really get a chance to learn that being in your body is the best place to love your mate. And, you know, what a concept.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what size a person is. That doesn't mean that they automatically love their body. It doesn't mean that they automatically feel good about themselves. And when you really get that, men just love you the way you are and want you to love yourself, too, so that they can love you more. That's an eye-opener.
Absolutely. It's just, it's exciting.
Very. Very
because
exciting.
We look at every dimple and they don't see it. And you know, it was cute. You know, we have a live men's panel.
Yes, I love that.
About all of our workshops. And when you hear them start answering questions like, you know, what do they adore about women? It's so amazing. And what I like about it is that you can teach people a lot of different things about, you know, events, subjects, but it's very, very different when you have it coming from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I happen to like very, very much about the Celebrating Men packages. We have, you know, the four workshops.
Mm-hmm.
We have Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, which is our core program. And then after that, we really like women to go into the Queen Course, which is Celebrating Women, regarding power and ecstasy, because it's so important that we begin to understand who we are and understand our being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things about us that are innate, that are very beautiful about us,
mm-hmm.
we need to understand how powerful we really are. Some of us don't realize that.
Right, so. And when I took the Queen Course, one of the biggest things I got was how to receive graciously.
Mm.
Because my receiver was a little broken. And or I just had misplaced it altogether. But what I learned in that course was how to receive more graciously, how to receive love from everywhere instead of keep it out. And I know this isn't a conscious thing that women tend to do, but we end up doing it, and that's why a lot of relationships don't work, is because we don't let people love us because we're not receiving. We're too busy giving. And what you need is balance in your life, and you it really takes more generosity to receive than it does to give.
Well, one of the things we also teach in that course, as you know, Katie, is that we need to learn to get more rest and more sleep, and we need to learn to who to be great for.
Mm-hmm.
Because when our tanks are empty, when anybody's tanks are empty, then we can't be gracious.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, receiving is so, so important. When I talked about the four qualities, number one being self-confidence, two being authentic, three being passion, and you know I love passion because it
yeah.
doesn't matter what you're passionate about.
Right.
It lights men up.
Right.
And then the fourth one would be receptivity, and that's the one we blow it because we're not open to receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things with us receiving is that we're too busy trying to do everything for ourselves.
Amen, girl.
Any better.
That's right. That's right. And there's nothing like really understanding all of that stuff because it can completely give you a brand new life. And I don't mind saying that I'll be 52 in April and I'm having the absolute best childhood of my whole lifetime at this age. It's like John and I are 12 years old with a driver's license and a bank account and we're just having so much fun because I've finally allowed myself to receive that kind of love and that kind of care and that kind of relationship. And, you know, there are stages that men go through. If you'd like to tell our listeners what those are.
Yeah, the ones that we talk about are our nights. And nights are, you know, from puberty up into your early 20s, late 20s, early 30s, because it kind of overlaps a little bit. And what's beautiful about nights is that they're all about adventure. You know, for women that are in college, they'll find that they'll meet a guy and he always wants to know, well, where's the next ride? He's flying high and his focus is on having fun. And
mm-hmm.
we often say that, well, one day he has to come home and he's going to look around and say, well, you know, I'm having fun, but he needs to settle down because he realized he wants to build a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he moves into the prince stage. And our prince stage, there are three stages. We have early prince, middle prince, and late prince. But the overall prince stage is really about building that kingdom. He settles down to the grindstone, and in the area of, as far as age, you can be like late 20s, but usually it's 30s and early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about who he's going to become, what he wants to be in life. And when you meet men in their early 30s and around in that category, you're going to find that they're very, very intense.
Mm-hmm.
And they're intense upon building something. This does have an effect on women, but it doesn't have to be a negative. It can be a positive, because one day after all of that, he may still look up and say, well, you know, I want a queen in my home because I want to be a king.
Right.
And that's where the intensity comes from, because he's so aware that he's not a king, he's working to get there.
Right.
And then the next stage is king after prince. There's a stage in between, which we call the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of us are aware of it because we term it middle life crisis,
mm-hmm.
but actually it's the tunnel. A man in the tunnel is just soul searching.
Mm-hmm.
He's done everything that he's wanted to do, and usually sometimes it involves sacrifice of some sort. Then all of a sudden he turns around, and to become a king, he knows that there's certain things that he just needs to have in his pocket, things that interest him. You'll find that they'll talk often about, well, I'm not interested in that. This is the direction I want to go. You know, he's building his kingdom, and now he wants to settle down a little bit. What I like about men coming out of the tunnel and being a king is that men provide when they become the king.
Mm-hmm.
They're so loving and so willing to provide. They have more interest in their kids at that age when they get into king. And that is, mid to, I would say, early 40s into your 50s and even 60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can be in that stage.
Right.
And it's just incredible because depending upon what stage they're in also affects how they're going to react to the various things that women want.
Right. Well, I know for me the king stage is a great place for a woman who wants to be provided for and protected, and those two words are real important to me, and that's why in my former relationships I tended to choose older men, because I naturally was drawn to, well, that person will provide for me and protect me, and it wasn't necessarily so, but to have such a lovely young king who provides and protects me is such a blessing, and that's why we call each other, you know, I call him my king, he calls me his queen, and it just feels wonderful, and it feels authentic, and it feels like we both earn this place with one another, and it's just such a beautiful thing when you get to a place like that.
Yeah. One of the beautiful things I learned with doing Celebrating Men and all of the workshops is that it just opens an incredible space for partnership.
It does.
You truly begin to understand what relationships are really about. And it's a win-win for both parties. It's a win-win for the family. It's a win-win just understanding and relating to each other with real love, things that come from the heart. And it's unconditional, and it's quite, quite great. Requires a little work, but it's a work in progress of love, and it's just incredible.
I call it sacred partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm writing a book called No Sex in the City that's based on sacred partnership and higher frequency love. And it's quite incredible. And it's where, you know, you come together for the purpose of raising the frequency on the planet. And you use prayer and communication and just loving one another until your frequencies are just off the charts. And it's recognizing the God that you are in each other. And it's doing that daily. And it's being committed to doing that daily.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes such a huge difference. And the PAX workshops are a wonderful springboard for creating relationships like that. And I do see a world where that kind of relationship is possible in our lifetime.
Unbelievable. Yes, it is. And let me just run through the workshops. I started out saying Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, and then
mm-hmm.
the Queen Course,
mm-hmm.
and Celebrating Men in Sex. We also have Celebrating Men in Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Men approach marriage very, very differently than women. You know, they look for the right person, where, you know, women, we want to fall in love and you know, be with that man.
Mm-hmm.
And men just approach it from a very different way. And what we teach women in that course more information about human spirit versus human animal.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that men see marriage, and it's very, very enhanced and really quite incredible. And understanding this, understanding the 12 I call them 12 steps, but 12 pieces of information that we give you that would have a man marry you is very, very important for women, because we don't think the way they do, and it's important to know what they're looking for. And these are things, as I said, that are innate in us and we need to bring out, but most importantly, we need to understand a man's view on this.
And we can have those qualities. Yeah, we can have those qualities innate in us, but we can't use them if we don't know they're there.
Exactly.
And one thing that the Queen course gave me, well, actually all the courses, was it was a great confidence builder, because I realized that I was doing a lot of things already innately that I didn't understand was the right thing to do. So I couldn't really do them on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But now I understand that that was my leaning towards being human spirit in many, many cases. And I also got to distinguish where I was being human animal. And, you know, then I had a choice in my consciousness of, do I want to show up that way anymore? Because once something gets in your awareness, it's half the solution, at least half the solution.
Isn't it amazing, too, that once you've had these workshops, people just want to talk to you. Men come up to me all the time and just want to talk. Hi, how are you? And it's not at all a come on. It is simply you have a very nice space and they start talking. You
yep.
get on an airline and, you know, a man sits down next to me. I used to travel 6 hours and never say more than excuse me to get out of the row. But, you know, now I sit down and they want to hold a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just incredible the way it really alters you, the way you're being in the world.
Well, because you
and
put down your sword. You're safe.
It's just amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it
is. I
would also, Katie, like to invite your listeners to please go to the website, understandmen.com, because we have free introductory programs in California, you know, San Francisco, L.A., and different other cities in California. And it's great. It's free information, and they walk out educated. It's a 3-hour seminar,
mm-hmm.
And they walk out educated.
And absolutely.
If they resonate with the information that they're given at our free seminar, then they can sign up for our workshop.
Right, and that's what I did. And I'm so grateful that I did, because it's just made life so much better with my relationships with my clients and my family and everybody that I know, and mostly my relationship with myself, because I got to forgive myself for a lot of things I didn't understand. And when you forgive yourself, your worthiness and your self-esteem goes off the charts. And when that happens, your confidence level is off the charts. And that's the thing that really is attractive to men, is your confidence.
Yes, yes.
So
you know what happens?
Spiral.
Yeah, it does spiral down, because what happens to us is that we'll get involved with a man and where everything's going along fine, we get happy, we're confident, and everything's just working the way we see it should be working, of course. And then what will happen, he'll do something that we just wouldn't have done. Or he won't do something that we would have thought to do, and everything goes downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll start asking questions, well, why? Why wouldn't you? Well, why did you?
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a hit on our self-esteem.
Right.
And once the self-esteem goes out the window, the confidence level drops. We're not authentic anymore. There's no passion or life in us.
Mm-hmm.
So men fall asleep behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not being receptive at all.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really don't understand is that there are a lot of things that take place between a man and a woman, and mostly we're not just communicating, we're not understanding each other, which is why the self-esteem takes a hit in the first place. We don't understand them. We're expecting them to be like women, and they're not. They're men.
Right, exactly. And the one thing that can make a woman sparkle is a man.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Totally agree with that.
And if we're not sparkling, they want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and one thing that would cause us not to sparkle is if our self-esteem takes a hit, right?
Yes.
Right. And how do you come to a man and get him to listen to a concern that you have? Let's say your feelings were hurt. How do you come to a man to talk to them about that so that they don't feel threatened and you can have open communication? If you want to just say a couple things about that.
Well, we teach women in our workshop to set up a time to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Given that men are single-focused, they're focused all the time on producing a result, and there's never a time when they're not single-focused.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going in and you want to talk to him And it can be a little bit tricky here because he could be sitting with a remote control just flipping through a program, and he's focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, we'll run and we'll say, oh, commercial, I can interrupt him now.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the program comes back on, he's focused on that because he never really stopped focusing.
Right.
So what needs to be done here is appreciation that he is single focus, and asking for a time to talk. Allows you, sometimes they'll stop what they're doing and they'll listen for a moment to see what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But setting up a time and putting it aside to have a special time where he's going to be totally focused on you and what your needs are and open into providing something to you is the best way to go with that, because that allows him to pay attention, and then you can determine through telling him what you need whether or not that's something that he can provide for you.
Right. And it's a good thing that men are single focused, because when they give you their attention after you make that time to talk with them, they're just focused on you and what your concern is. So
it's
that's
amazing.
A very good thing.
And you can tell because he's looking you dead in the eye.
Yes.
He's very quite focused on you.
And that's a very good thing. That's what we would aspire to. We want to be listened to. We want to be heard. We want to be loved and cared for. And, you know, this work really does create a wonderful space and opening for communication to thrive. And all it takes is a willingness to upgrade your way of seeing life and the people around you. And it's nice that there's an opportunity to do that through the PEX programs. And I tease about Allison being from another planet, because this information is so rich with transformation that it's almost too good to be from this planet. You know, it's just, it's very lofty and very doable and very user-friendly and very understandable, and it really calls forth what's already in our DNA and what's already in our innate knowing on what to do, and it just validates that, yes, this is, it's safe. It's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be authentic. It's okay to put down your sword, and it's okay to really appreciate the opposite sex and stop making them wrong, because when you make them wrong, they don't have any other choice but to be wrong. They can't show up any other way.
Yes. I am so, so grateful to have met Allison, for her to, she's just an incredible, happy, wonderful person, and she opens up her arms to everyone
mm-hmm.
in providing this information. And
mm-hmm.
what I love about it is the workshops are fun. You know,
oh.
most people go to a workshop. Our workshops aren't boring.
No, they're not, and the men's panels are fantastic. That just really nailed it home for me, is to hear the men's panel at the end of each workshop and to hear the, you know, and they answer the questions that we ask them. We write down our questions, and they answer questions for quite a long time, and you get to hear what they really think, and you know they're telling the truth. Nobody preps them at all. This is all spontaneous, authentic stuff coming out of them. And, you know, I heard all kinds of things. Some things I still blush over, and that's a good thing, because it's information that you don't really can't ask anybody. I mean, who are you going to ask? And you're in the panel, you guys have it wonderfully set up where the men are just sitting up there being honest and truthful and telling it like it is for them. And a lot of women who felt wounded or injured and frustrated by not being able to have really powerful relationships get a nice healing just from hearing a man say what he loves about a woman, and it happens to be her issue that she hates about herself. That's quite incredible.
Yes.
To get that. So we have 1 minute left for the Spiritual Hollywood Hour, Paulette, and I'd like to just invite you to say about 30 seconds of what's in your heart right now that you'd like our listeners to know, maybe something you've never said before.
Oh, never said before. Well, I'm not sure about that, but I did have something in mind that I wanted to give to your listeners, the women.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to smiling. Learn to smile.
Mm-hmm.
Men know that they can approach you when you're smiling. Smiling to them is so huge that it makes an incredible difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the years, with the amount of pain that we encounter, we begin to have these perch looks where our mouths go down. And I remember when a man used to run by and say, smile, smile. Now I'm giddy all over the place.
Yeah.
But it makes an incredible difference. The people will just say, wow, you have such a beautiful smile, and they want to get to know you. It's the quickest way to begin the journey of partnership.
Yeah, and a smile is the cheapest facelift you could ever get.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, here we are at the end of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I want to thank you, Paulette Slater, for your wonderful wisdom and for dedicating yourself to this wonderful work. And again, it's www.understandmen.com. Check it out. Get yourself enrolled in one of these wonderful free workshops and see what everybody's talking about. And I just want to invite everybody to stand up really straight, take a deep breath, and love yourselves. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action. So get busy creating your life. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week. And thanks again, Paulette, and good night.
Thank you, Katie. Good night.